Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting here in the studio and I'll say something and I'll feel the phone vibrate and I think, uh-oh, who have I upset now? I flip it over. Oh, no, it's not my boss or one of the listeners. It's some robocall trying to get me. Margo Gilman is the money editor at Consumer Reports. And Margo, I'm glad you're here. Tell me what's going to happen to try to stop these crazy robocalls. It really is an epidemic for people.
Yeah, it's a completely hair-pulling situation. I've had, I think that all 1,500 robocalls that are placed per second in the United States,
wow,
they come to my phone sometimes. Anyway, there was some good news on the robocall front yesterday. A piece of legislation called the TRACED Act passed out of the Senate Commerce Committee unanimously. It's going to go to the full Senate. It will go to the House. This legislation is going to beef up the Telephone Consumer Protection Act of 1991. It's going to make it easier for the FCC to go after the bad guys that are placing these, you know, millions and billions of telephone robocalls, mm-hmm, in the United States. It's going to make the fines against them bigger, and it's going to require the telephone companies to implement this new technology called Shake and Stir that will help people identify whether a call coming into their phone is a legit call or a spoofed call from a bad actor.
And that's really interesting technology. Has it been around for a while and just they haven't been allowed to implement it, or is this something new because people are so upset?
No, this is actually new technology. You know, up to now, we have had to rely on things like do not call lists or blacklists that the FCC keeps. So, like, when people get a lot of calls, they call the FCC, they complain, it gets put on this blacklist. And all of the apps that exist currently, like Nomo Robo or something that your telephone company might provide you, basically rely on these lists of known bad calls to block them. And obviously, in the age of spoofing, when it is so easy for somebody to deliberately falsify the number, the telephone number,
right,
that the call is coming, and they can just move on to a different phone number, and no list can stay up with that.
Yeah.
So this will finally start to make a difference. Now, I will caution, it's not going to make your phone stop ringing. It will ring, but the difference will be that your phone will inform you that it considers the call suspicious, and you will then have the option of answering or not.
And I'm interested in what teeth are provided for the authorities to go after the bad actors here. I mean, what actually happens? What's a big fine in the world of robocalls?
Well, I mean, there have been a number of actions that the FCC has taken over the years against people that are bad, you know, that have been responsible for this, but they haven't been that successful at getting the money back. This legislation is going to give more teeth to the FCC. And is also going to increase the, it's going to make it easier for them to go after people internationally, where a lot of these calls originate. And it's going to make, I mean, I don't know the exact number, but I think I read that, you know, it's going to be like $10,000 fine per robocall made. Mm-hmm. I mean, remember, there were $48 billion made last year. That number for 2019 already is on track to be quite a bit bigger than that.
Are the wireless carriers on board with this? It would seem to me that the robocallers are using up a lot of their valuable bandwidth. I would think they'd want to stop this too.
You know, for a lot of years, this problem is not a new problem, although it is obviously exponentially worse now. But for a lot of years, you know, the telecom companies have sort of been dragging their feet. They've had the okay to do more to block phone calls that are suspicious and haven't taken the step. I think that we have reached this like critical mass of like this problem is so huge that the telecoms as well as the regulators are really on board about figuring out how to handle it. I mean, but there is the thorny fact that lots of robocalls are legal, and those types of robocalls will continue to be legal. For example, if a political party calls,
right? I was going to say the political stuff.
A charity, your kid's school to say there's a weather delay, your pharmacy to say your prescription is ready. There are lots of calls that people may want to receive that are robo-dialed. Mm-hmm. So that makes, you know, how to distinguish the illegal ones from the okay ones hard to do.
Yeah. Wow, that's a challenge. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be cut off completely. I wish there was a way just to punch a couple of buttons and siphon it off. But, you know, maybe they'll figure that out at some point. Margo Gilman, the money editor at Consumer Reports. I appreciate the update. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.